Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Serving Waterloo Region and the surrounding area, we are 98.5 CKWR. Warning. The following program may include songs containing strong coarse language or sexual references. Listener discretion is highly advised.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths, and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. For in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the dark side. And now, here is the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
Thank you, my ethereal companion, for the intro.
You're most welcome, Tamara.
Yes, indeed. I am the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region. Some even go as far as to call me the Gothic Vampire Empress. Whatever you feel most comfortable calling me, I rather like both. But I am the Madam. Madam Ravencroft, front and center. And this is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR. How's everyone doing? I see that you are fine and well. We have another wickedly wonderful show for you this week, as I bring you a smorgasbord of music, mainly from the genre of goth. But the show isn't just limited to goth solely. Oh, no, my gravelings. We have cameos from time to time from post-punk, dream pop, dark wave, cold wave, synth pop, electro pop, and even neo-medieval bands and musical artists. Bands that have been kept in the dark and never given a chance to prove themselves and show that they are a musical force that should be taken more seriously and respected, as much great music can be found there to mine and to present to a new audience unaware of such music existing, and the great bands and singers who have given blood, sweat, and tears to showcase what they do best, and that is make stunningly superb music. So, Eva, what's queued up for this evening's playlist here on the dark side?
We have Rock Hills Kid, Ghost Twin, Type O Negative, The Dream Side, Blackmore's Night, Shakespeare's Sister, and Horror Pops, to list a few bands ready to show what they are best at creating hauntingly memorable music. Take it away, Lady Ravencroft.
And that I shall. Let's get on with the show and sliding to our first song from our first set. Here's The Pretty Reckless with Miss Nothing. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft, and this is the Mighty Dynamo, 98.5 CKWR.
To me, I miss you like I wanted to. So soon, like a bottle of pain. Miss Matter, you had her, now she's going away. I misused, misconstrued, I don't need to be saved. Misslighted, high-minded, I'm second rate.
I am yours.
Why, hello, my tasty gravelings. You're listening to only the best radio station in the Tri-Cities vicinity. We are 98.5 CKWR, and this is The Dark Side. As for me, I'm its vampiric hostess, Madame Ravencroft. We just heard from alternative rock, punk, goth Taylor Momsen and her band, The Pretty Reckless, out of New York City with Miss Nothing from their 2010 freshman album, Light Me Up. Then, tucked in the middle spot, was another New York City goth metal, gothic rock band with sexy lead singer Peter Steele and Type O Negative with their famous 1996 darkly tune, Love You to Death, off the October Rust album. Then, finishing off the first set, was the newest song drop from the dark synth-pop, synth-goth, darkwave band Ghost Twin of Winterpeg, I mean Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, with Blue Sunshine, off their 2021 sophomore second album, Love Songs for End Times. Has anyone seen Winston lately?
Mortimer says he saw him guarding the cemetery.
What's unusual with that? He's always prowling the grounds. What makes that any different?
He's on guard for a werecat threatening his territory.
Say what? What werecat? He's still not believing that cat you zapped a few weeks back and which you ramped up with a large dose of sensationalism is a real threat to his dominion of Gothopolis Cemetery, does he?
Apparently so. He's a good guard like him.
Eva, you really shouldn't hype up imaginary threats. Winston takes any and all aggressions towards the cemetery and to the Dark Mirror excessively seriously. Mortimer, can you point us to where you last saw our Lycan security guard? I need to put things straight with him. His supremacy of Gothopolis Cemetery isn't in danger. That he needs to stand down, else he will scent and mark his territory all over the place and cause wolf urine to stink and stank up the place. With my own hypersenses, I really don't need to be heaving my cookies all night long as I put on a show. He really needs to behave. He's an adult, not a young wolf trying to vie for dominance around other wolves engaged in some form of male contest. Okay, let's follow after Mortimer and find our paranoid werewolf. While we are at that, what's in the second musical set of the evening, my ethereal companion?
You're so funny with your sarcasm. In our next lineup of haunting songs, we have The Dream Side and Metric Ready to Go Tamara.
Then engage our next set number one.
Am I Jonathan Frakes Riker or Rebecca Roman's character Unichin Riley?
Neither. You're more special than that to me. You're my right-hand assistant. Be content with that.
I like that. Such confidence.
Yep, that is it. We will see you gravelings after the next set. This is The Dark Side, and it's only on 98.5 CKWR.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft. All one word? E at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/madamravencroft.
Music with Vibe. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR. Just like heaven.
Appreciating our community, and thanking them for supporting us for nearly 50 years, this is 98.5 CKWR.
While some people are saying 2020 was the best year ever, wait, nobody's saying that? Let's get back to the music.
your eyes now, my love. Open your eyes now, my love. Open your eyes.
Crying on the line, tower under vine. Caution on repeat with nowhere to be. Surface of the peak, try a layer deep. Ready to redeem all the drudgery. Follow my pain for a long time. Dying, I'm crying on the line, tower under vine. Follow my pain for a long time. I'm crushing on repeat through another week. Towing the line, attention to find. A gate free, pushing up to speed. Cut a layer deep. Towing the line, attention to find. A gate free, ready to redeem all the drudgery. Drive it away, in my strength might save me. It feels like eternity. The world feels like eternity. And what might overpower me? Head down, don't look up, I grind alone. Feels like eternity. The world feels like eternity. To race for what's in front of me. Head down, don't look up, I see. Shelter from the storm, keep each other warm. Who will cover me in my hour of need? Follow my pain for a long time. Dying, I'm crushing and repeat through another week. Holding the line, attempting to fight. The bad dream, ready to redeem drudgery. Drive it away when the time lapse strikes me. It feels like eternity. The world feels like eternity. And what might overpower me? Head down, don't look up, I grind along. Feels like eternity. The world feels like eternity. To race for what's in front of me. Head down, don't look up, I sing.
Thank you.
Thanks for returning, my most precious fans and listeners that a hostess could ever have. This is 98.5 CKWR, and I am the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region, Madame Ravenclaw, and this is The Dark Side. We start off our second set of the night with Rotterdam, Netherlands, goth rock, dark wave, gothic metal, Dutch band, The Dream Side, with Kimi Vita on vocals with their hit Open Your Eyes from their 2005 album Spin Moon Magic. Featuring Rogue from the Crook Shadows on background vocals. Leading up the second spot in our tri-set, we had a new song drop from new wave post-punk indie rock Toronto, Ontario, Canadian band Metric, which I so love this band, especially Foxy lead singer Emily Haynes with their song What Feels Like Eternity off their recently released 2022 album Formentera. I have to admit, there are guitar spots in this song that are very gothic sounding, which to me, as a god, is attractive enough to take notice. Makes me wonder, what if Haynes and her bandmates decided to put out a full album of goth-like songs? Now, wouldn't that be something? I hope, in time, I get a chance to interview Haynes and Metric so as to bring up the ideal that the song elicited in me and to find out the story behind that brief rift in Eternity. I would also like to chat about Metric's hit song All Yours, composed for the soundtrack of the Twilight Saga Eclipse album and movie. Lastly, our capstone song came from British-American medieval rock, Celtic rock, pagan rock duo Richie Blackmore and Candace Knight of Blackmore's Night with Shadow of the Moon from their 1997 premier album, Shadow of the Moon. Have to love the Greek bouzouki at the start of the song, which isn't unusual for Blackmore to introduce with, as he loves all musical instruments, medieval and Renaissance. If you were to state he was part of the band Rainbow, you would be correct, but he also was the founding member of the psychedelic 1966 rock band Deep Purple, which I remember the fame this band had during that time. Despite the Madam was only 4 years old at the time, and living in Toronto's upper downtown region before it turned into a futuristic city as it is today.
We are approaching Winston. He is watching the Pine Street entranceway intensely.
Winston, Mortimer told me you are hyper-vigilant for no good reason trying to track and tackle the fictional werecat. You've been telling me you were joking.
I wasn't joking. That is why I zapped it. Once that cute in appearance felines, I started glowing ruby red. I knew it was infected with a Thruri anthropic virus. I didn't want to take chances. I reacted defensively. My apologies.
You aren't joking, are you?
As I said previously, no, I wasn't joking. Osfey have the ability to erect a glamour shield, and yet, we also can see through those shields. Fey cannot use glamour to hide themselves from other Fey. Even supernatural lycans like Winston and vampire like yourself can't hide from the Fey. It is, as you would say, their perception filter wasn't functional, active, or operational.
Interesting. So you're saying there is a werecat stalking the cemetery. You weren't fibbing then.
Again, I repeat, yes, there is a werecat among us.
For what purpose?
I personally believe that it senses a core of supernatural and paranormal activity within the confines of the Darkmere, and possibly wants to enter it. We will not know until we find and question it, Tamara.
Is it in the cemetery right now?
It might be. This cemetery is paradoxically far larger within the perimeter than what is seen of it externally, especially from humans. So if it is here, it could be anywhere.
Yes, it is dimensionally transcendental. It utilizes mystical spatial warping called tesseract expansive envelopment. What might take a normal human on the grounds of the cemetery to transverse from one end to the other within the span of 15 to 20 minutes takes roughly 2 to 3 hours to travel the same length within the realm of the Darkmere when it templates over it.
So if it is here, it could be anywhere.
Yes. Can you sense supernatural beings? Can you track it?
Yes. I am detecting a large mass in the northern region of the cemetery not too far from here.
Winston, come with us. You'll go all sneaky waiting for something that might already be within the Darkmere. If it is supernatural, it can enter the cemetery while the Darkmere is layered over it. It just can never leave.
So is it a permanent resident?
It would be, yes. Enough talk, let's intercept it. Time is precious. While we do that, what songs do we have queued in the third tri-set, Eva?
We have Clan of Zymox and the Grey City in the immediate playlist, Lady Ravencroft.
Then let's continue the party and listen to some more richly gothic tunes as we are on the hunt for an infiltrator, Werecat. This is 98.5 CKWR, and you are listening to The Dark Side.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadameRavencroft. Maybe you can show me how to love.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Be a smart cookie.
What?
And continue listening to 98.5 CKWR.
Okay.
CKWR, the nation's premier gothic music station.
set to be. We'll be right back.
Dark greetings, and thanks for sticking in there, my most beloved Gravelings and Gothic brethren, and all of you new listeners, too. I see you. We just heard in our third set of the evening multiple musical goth bands, starting with yet another band from Amsterdam, Netherlands, and one of the world's classic goth rock dark wave new wave groups with Clan of Psymox, also known simply as Psymox, with Moskavit Mosquito from their 1984 Subsequent Pleasures album. Winston, don't barge on up ahead. Wait for us. Get back here, please. The middle song in our last set, we had post-pop new wave duo This Gray City with the Gloves cover of This Green City from their premier 2014 album, This Gray City. Then finishing off with Canadian goth rock new wave band from Edmonton, This Fear, off of their 1985 Darkness Shapes Imagination album. We're right near the top of the R as the first R fades into past history. Winston, walk more quietly. If this work had a similar senses to you, and its senses are in comparison to a cat, it will hear your stomping a kilometer away. Walk on the grass and lessen the force impact of your foot strikes, please.
I'm detecting its heat signature. You should be hearing audio momentarily.
I'm picking it up. Winston has as well. I just saw his ears sharply flex and point like an arrow straight ahead. Mortimer, stay far behind us. There's no telling us what is awaiting us if this creature has strength level comparisons to Winston. If it does, you will not last long. Stay back 20 meters just in case. Better still, stay right here. Don't follow us.
The mass has suddenly disappeared. Although the heat signature remains, and the audio has dropped into infrasound levels.
I can't pick it up. Winston still has an audio log.
It's moving towards us in an arcing manner. It has gone into a stalking mode. It is about to engage us, Tamara. My advice is to prepare for the encounter.
Then let's be wise and prepare ourselves. Eva, who is the finishing band taking us into the break, please?
Next in line, Lady Ravencroft, we have the Cult.
Good. Eva, Winston, and I will see you Gravelins in the second hour. Oh yes, and Mortimer too will see you. Unless the werecat turns us all into an impromptu fancy feast meal. Until then, see you all later.
Community radio with a powerful zap. We are 98.5 CKWR, the Mighty Dynamo.
community first since 1973. 98.5 CKWR in Waterloo Region.